الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, as we mentioned yesterday, that a person is successful in this dunya if he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the commandments given to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the recipe to a successful life in this dunya and a recipe to the successful life that a person will have in the akhirah. So all of this lies in obedience. Obedience, ita'a of Allah and ita'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what does this success mean? When a person is successful, what will he achieve? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this in this verse, that whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then such people will be, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. You do this ita'a, you obey Allah, you obey Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then, on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen, those who are truthful, the Shuhada, and the Salihin, the righteous ones, into their abodes in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit you with them into Jannah, and you will be in their company. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this company, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. What a great company is this, to be in the company with Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. We see there is a particular incident that took place, as Mufassirin suggest, that one Sahabi radiallahu anhum, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulallah, that I love you very dearly and I love you more than myself, I love you more than my family, more than my wife and kids. And then he says, at times when I don't see you, I don't feel settled and I don't feel at ease until I come and see you. And then I'm thinking, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah when you, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit you into Jannah, and I'm not sure if I'll be admitted into Jannah as well, but supposedly Allah admits me into Jannah, then you will be on another rank, and where will I be, and how would I get to see you? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent until this verse was revealed, that وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, whoever obeys Allah and whoever obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then let him know that on that day he will be with those people upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored them, namely who? The Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, Shuhada and Salihin, he'll be there, he'll be in their company. So it seems very plain and simple, but subhanallah, from here we see right from the start of this verse, it got to do with ita'ah. It got to do with total submission and obedience, surrendering yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's commandments. Then only this promise is there for you. There is another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-tajiru as-saduq al-ameen ma'an nabiyyina wa siddiqeen wa shuhada. That tajir, a tajir is a trader who is saduq, he's truthful, he's honest, he's trustworthy. Then let him know that he also will have the privilege and honor to be in the company of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada, etc. So who is, so many of us are doing tijara today, we are trading, but the question is, who is an honest trader? How many times we purchase something for 100 rand, for example, and then we sell it for 200 rand, and then you tell that person, no, I'm only making 50 rand on you. So this is, already you can, sometimes maybe in that dealing of yours, the deal will go through, maybe in terms of Sharia, yes, it will go through, but it's already bereft and devoid of barakah, because you are lying, you are not sadiq, you are not true in what you are doing. Sometimes you are telling a person, I'm giving it to you at cost price, but you are not giving it to him at cost price. So to have this particular quality of sidq is not easy. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you are a tajir, but if you are a saduq and ameen, you are truthful and trustworthy, then definitely you will be on this maqam, you will be in this daraja, you will be in the company of anbiya. But if you are not like that, then you can't expect to be with the anbiya and the pious ones if you are cheating and you are deceitful, etc. Allah said, ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Now to be with the Anbiya and the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada and the pious ones, this is an honor that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor and honor. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices as being knowledgeable over what you do. In other words, be careful. Watch your deeds, what you are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit us into Jannah and keep us in the company of the Anbiya, Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the pious ones.